This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The UN Secretary General said Thursday the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres was speaking to a high-level special session of the General Assembly intended to take stock of the current global response to the illness caused by the coronavirus.
We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term fragilities, inequalities, and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic.
Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the two-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientists, experts, and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. Three former presidents, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, say that they will publicly take the coronavirus vaccine to show Americans that the shot is safe. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Barack Obama says once a COVID-19 shot is available for less at-risk people, he will take it, telling SiriusXM's The Joe Madison Show he may even do it on camera, just so people know he trusts the science. Spokesmen for George W. Bush and Bill Clinton say the ex-presidents are willing to get the vaccine too, with Bush's chief of staff telling CNN the 43rd president will gladly do so on camera. President-elect Biden has not said whether he'd publicly get a vaccine to inspire confidence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's Europe director has urged people to remain vigilant and continue taking basic precautions as the prospect of coronavirus vaccinations nears. Dr. Hans Kluge said the virus still has the potential to do enormous damage unless people do everything in their power to stop its spread.
Consider scaling up the public health infrastructure and preparing for the next surge. Ask what can be improved to help us manage better in the future.
Europe has been a focus of resurgent infections this fall, with many countries imposing new shutdowns. Kluge said that the number of new cases reported in Europe declined last week for the third consecutive week, but the region still accounts for 40% of new global cases. He added that while cases are declining slightly in Western Europe, the hardest hit countries are now in the continent's south and east. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai was denied bail on Thursday. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has details.
Lai and two of his senior executives are facing a charge of fraud relating to the lease of a building that houses Lai's Apple Daily, an anti-government tabloid. Authorities have intensified a crackdown on key opposition figures in the Chinese-ruled city, following Beijing's imposition of a national security law on June the 30th. The new law punishes anything China considers subversion, secession, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Lau and his colleagues are accused of falsely representing the use of their office to their landlord. While a fraud charge does not fall under the new law, the case marks another crackdown on pro-democracy figures. Lau's appearance in court came just a day after one of Hong Kong's most prominent activists, Joshua Wong, was jailed for more than 13 months for his role in an unlawful anti-government rally in 2019.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has dropped but remains high. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says 712,000 workers applied for jobless claims last week. That's down from 787,000 the week before. But another sign that many employers are cutting jobs as the economy remains under stress from the coronavirus. The number of people who are continuing to receive state unemployment benefits dropped from 6.1 million to 5.5 million. That means some of the unemployed have found jobs, but it also indicates that many jobless Americans have used up their benefits. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Stock prices are higher on Wall Street just before the close, with all three major indices in positive territory.